Please introduce yourself. What's your name, where are you from, and anything else that you would want someone to know about you?
So much pressure. Wait, does this have to be like one long, like,
without... It can't, yeah. I'm just gonna have it be one long thing, but I have to edit it eventually.
Oh, okay.
So as long as we get stuff in here, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. My... I feel so awkward.
No, you're totally fine.
My name is Cassie, and I'm from Southern Virginia. Smithfield, you probably don't know where that is, but anyway... Yes.
Yes.
That's all. That's all I have to say about
okay.
that.
Okay. What music do you like to listen to?
I would say I like to listen to pop, you know, whatever's new on the radio, like Ariana Grande. Beyonce is definitely my favorite artist of all time. And sometimes I'm into hip-hop and stuff. Sometimes rap, but, you know, it depends on my mood.
Okay. What music would you take with you if you were going to be stranded on a desert island?
Definitely Beyonce, because she'd probably empower me to find a way to get off that island.
Do you have any guilty pleasure music that you don't often tell others about?
Okay, old-timey music like Otis Redding. Yeah. I definitely listen to that at night alone. Nobody knows about that.
What roles does music play in your life?
Well, it gets me pumped up when I want to be pumped up, and if I'm feeling sad and, like, can't cry, but, you know, you just want to cry, put on some sad songs and that'll do it. And it's made me, I've formed some good friendships from music, like, me and this girl, we really like Phantom of the Opera, and we saw the play together, and it was just wonderful.
Yeah, I love Phantom of the Opera. What role does music play in the lives of your family and or friends?
Well, my grandparents don't listen to music, and my parents don't listen to music because, fun fact, they're deaf, so,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've never really had any, like, musical upbringing. Like, I just listened to whatever was on the radio or whatever my sister heard at, like, school or whatever I heard at school. But for my friends, my best friend, Haley, she's always been into, you know, musicals or whatever and theater and singing growing up, so for her it was pretty important. She's got me on to, like, Phantom of the Opera and all that good stuff.
Yes. What is your earliest musical memory?
Okay, I was looking... By musical, do you mean, like, a musical or just, like, musical in general?
Just music in general.
Okay, I would definitely say my earliest memory would be...
So
probably one of those little tapes that you put in the car, like... You know the bathtub... What is... Rubber Ducky? You know what I'm talking about? That one song from... The show with the rubber ducky.
Yeah, Sesame Street.
Sesame, that's it. Yep, that's my music memory.
Okay, what is one of your favorite musical memories?
I saw One Direction in concert, and that was definitely my favorite musical memory, because Harry Styles definitely looked at me, and I cried. It was wonderful.
I've seen them twice. So.
Did you go in North Carolina?
No, I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and then I went to...
Oh, so I love One Direction.
Yeah. Oh, I miss them. Okay. What made this experience so great? Other than Harry Styles looking at you, I guess.
Well, for one, it was free because it was my friend's birthday and she paid for everybody. And that was my first concert I'd ever been to. And I love One Direction, so those are all great.
Same, same. What is your least favorite musical moment?
My least favorite musical moment. Julia.
Fan just fell over.
Well, one time someone made up a really mean song about me. Does that count?
Sure.
Alright, that's my least favorite musical song. Moment.
What were your music education experiences like? Like, in school, did you ever... Yeah.
Elementary school, we had this... I don't know, chorus director. Mm-hmm. I was always in chorus, actually, fun fact. This was before middle school, or I mean high school, because you have to stay after in high school, and I didn't want to, but yeah, I was always in chorus, and Miss Odom was our teacher, and she had us learn, like, the keyboard, and she would give us, like, drumsticks, like the ice cream.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and I actually, like, learned stuff.
That's awesome. What about your worst experience?
We had to memorize a song and, like, play it, and I just did horribly. I would think that was the worst experience.
Okay. This one is a weird one, but what would you want out of your music education if you could make the rules?
I would say, I feel like when we learn or at least in my experience, we had to learn, like, a specific genre. It was just, like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I feel like if you could choose what song you wanted to learn and they could, like, specifically help you to that song, as long as it's not, like, nothing crazy, like...
Yeah, that's awesome. I haven't thought about that. Okay, well, that's it.
Yay!
That was fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.